We were discussing some halachas of kiddush. I thought that maybe this week we'll go through different minhagim that different people have by kiddush. Even though sometimes it sounds very tedious, but it's good to know that everything we do has a reason behind it, and every minhag has some makar, and there's always a reason for why we're doing the different things that look like they just happen to be done. So sometimes you come to someone's house, the Yekis, or other people that are knowing to wash before Kiddush. They're doing the Tilis Daim before Kiddush. It's actually a Ramah. The Ramah's sheet is that you wash before Kiddush, and then they make Kiddush, and then immediately after Kiddush is Hamotzi. You have to be quiet all the way from when you wash until after Kiddush. You can drink from the Kiddush, that's Mutter, but there's no talking unless it's the Tzarech the Hamotzi. So again, there are different Hagim, but the general meaning is that first we make Kiddush, and then soon after Kiddush, like we learned earlier, part of the din of Kiddush Magen Suda is to wash our hands and to make Hamotzi. Sometimes you'll see that before Kiddush, they'll put into the cup of wine a few drips of water, some six, different amounts. And that goes back to the Gemara we mentioned last week. The Gemara tells us that there are 10 things about a Kaishal Bracha. And one of them is Meziga, should be diluted. In those days, they used to have the raw wine. They used to get the wine itself, which was very, very sharp. And it was strong, and it wasn't covered the bracha to make it on raw wine, which was not diluted. So there was an Indian for one of the dvarim, one of the things of kaisha bracha is to be maizig the kais. So even though our wine comes already diluted, it's ready to drink it. However, apidari, some people have the meaning to do the meziga in the kais itself. That the din meziga is after the wine's poured into the kais, they'll put in a few drops of water at the inyan meziga, three or six, because they're different dinim of meziga that come up in different places. But I think it's more by the chassid shalom that does this. Then this negates to everyone that by kaisha bracha, whether it's kiddush, bechsamazain, havdalah, by any kaisha bracha, one's supposed to take the kais with two hands, lift it with two hands, and then put it into his right hand and hold it with his right hand alone without the help of the left hand, and on that he makes the bracha. Some also have the meaning that someone else at the table will pick the cup up and give it to the mikadesh or the one that's benching, and he accepts it with two hands, and then he puts it into his right hand. But the idea is, you're raising it with two hands, and then you're holding it in your right hand, and the din of a lefty, a lefty holds it in his left hand. Atchshivas, for him, his right hand is his left hand. However, apisoid, those that know apisoid, even a lefty will hold it in their right hand. Now, once you're holding the cup, how do you hold the cup? How do you hold it in your right hand? So this is very interesting. The Magen Avraham quotes Ari, it says with the Chamish Etzbois, with your five fingers. But how do you hold it with your five fingers? So Magen Avraham actually holds, you hold it like regularly, you lift the cup up. But I have here, I think there's about 12 minhagim, but I found a sefer that has a picture of seven of them. Seven different minhagim of how to hold the cup. You can come take a look at it afterwards. And each one's a different minhag. So someone who comes from a different mishpachas, you have to find out what your minhag is to hold it. But again, like I said, the general minhag may be like the Magen Avraham, which is just to lift the cup up regular. But otherwise, there are different minhagim of how to hold the cup. I think there's more than this even. That's how to hold the cup. Now, when you're holding the cup, it should be a tefach, which is around 3 inches off the table, above the table, a tefach. A pisoid, it should be even higher, connected your breast, not that high. But the idea is also a Shulchan Aruch that's raised up that everyone can see the kais. Everyone can see the kais, which by Kiddush, there's a minig that that in the beginning of Kiddush to see the Neiris, not just the Mekadosh, but everyone, you should take a look at the Neiris for this week, be Semich on the electricity also. You see the light and you see the kais. When you're making the bracha by Pia Goffin, there's a special union to look at the kais, to look at the kais that the bracha is being made over. There's different minhagim of whether by Kiddush we sit, we stand, and each one has a whole sugya by itself, whether you stand or you sit. But one of the basic svaras that are used over here is that by Vayichulu, to stand by Vayichulu, because it's Eidus. When we say Vayichulu, we're being made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and He rested on the seventh day. And Eidim, Va'om Tushnei Anashim, the Pasuk tells that Eidim are supposed to stand when they say Eidus. So, therefore, there's a general meaning to stand by Vayichulu. And then by Brachas, there's also a meaning that one should sit by Brachas if you're being mighty other people, so everyone's together. If I'm being mighty, you a Kiddush, Shad is that we're one at this. We become one. Alash, that's Alash, we become one. And that's how you're Yaitu my bracha. So when we're all sitting together, it becomes one. Others have a meaning that once you're standing for Vayichulu, you continue standing for the bracha. But you have to keep in mind that if that's what you're doing, then everyone has to be also standing close together. There shouldn't be one there, one there, one there. If you have a lot of tables, but everyone's sitting at the tables, it's considered like one. But not spread out. But when you're being mitzi, so that's the chatchila. This is what the din should be. And we start kiddush with the pasuk of Vayir Vayivayke. However, it's the middle of a pasuk. Vayir Vayivayke is the middle of a pasuk in general. We have halacha. Kol pasuk de loy pasuke Moshe. Any pasuk that is not the way Moshe set it up, You don't split it. You don't make up your own pasuk. So how can you start a milvah here? Vayivayke, it's a milvah pasuk. Therefore, there are many people that start from the beginning of the pasuk. Vayal kimas kol she'asav v'nei toymoid vayir vayivayke yom hashishi. But the Chassam Sofer has the teretz. The Chassam Sofer explains why the backing for the mini that starts with Vayir Vayivayke Yom HaShishi, and why it's Efshet to start from the beginning of the pasuk, because the pasuk refers, Minei Tov Moed, the Medj says, refers to Maves. We don't want to mention that. And there's Indian to say Vayir Vayivayke, it's the Yudke Vavke, and to say with Yom HaShishi. Akapanim, there's a lot of Inyanim over here. In this, just to end off with Taisus and Pesachim brings from Rav Netroy Goin that in Pesachim brings this from the Goinim that when they used to make Kiddush in the Beis Knesses, still a few shuls that still do it, but when they make Kiddush in the Beis Knesses, so people would take from the wine and put it on their eyes for refuah. The Gemara says if you take big steps, you'll lose your refuah. But the Gemara Baruch says, but with Kiddush, the Beis Shimshi, the Kiddush of Friday night, brings back the eyesight that one might have lost. So we see from the Gemara already that there's an inyan refuah by Kiddush. So they would take the wine, put it on their eyes. However, and then the Torah brings down that the Avi Ezri, Rav Yoh says, not only by Kiddush in the Beis Knesses, but it's Kiddush in the house also. But then the Magen Avraham and others get involved. That's refuah. You can't do refuah on Shabbos. So perhaps that's why the minhag came to do it by Havdalah. The Taisus brings it by Kiddush, but some people do it by Havdalah. Like I said, there's a makar to, we have to find the makar for Ashiris. But, so maybe that'll work. It says that the wine they use for Kiddush, you should use for Havdalah. So that's why some people pour back a little Kiddush wine into their bottle, or they have in mind that the bottle of wine that's on the table is also part of Kiddush, so they're using it for Havdalah. But there are inyanim like that. Agapanim, like I said, just to learn how to do every step correctly is also tremendous. And with that, we're zeichet to fulfill the mitzvahs with the diktukim, then Shabbos is a real shmira for us.
Amen. People that, when they dip their hands into